obviously you deal with a lot of the things that people are frightened of and people don't want around the house. Like, we've spoken quite a bit about those very nasty black and yellow things that are not fluffy, but they have a temper. You know what I'm on about, don't you?
Wasps.
Yeah.
Super prevalent at the moment.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. We're coming to the angry phase. So the nests are starting to die off, but we're still doing probably about 15 nests a day at the moment.
Oh, well, I've not seen many at all. I've been quite lucky this year.
Check out the Facebook page. I can show you evidence to the contrary.
Oh, no, I'd rather not. Anyway, because I'd never leave the house. Right, so I want to talk to you about hedgehogs. Now, they are not pests by any means. They
not at all.
As we've just spoken off air, I've described it as it's a fantastic privilege to have a little bit of wildlife that is absolutely harmless to visitors or even set up home in our back garden. So we've named him Fireball. So there's a possibility it might be female, have babies soon. Apparently this month is baby season for hedgehogs, isn't it?
It's the second baby season. If they're going to have a second litter, it's around about now.
Ah, right, okay. So we could have a few more little ones around, which is lovely. And we are guessing it's under the decking, is that right? It normally is under somewhere dark like that.
Yeah, sheds, deckings, places like that. Anywhere that is pretty much inaccessible to us and predators, yeah, that's where they'll tend to be.
So that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Who have we got to look out for to protect this beautiful little creature?
To be honest, there's not an awful lot that causes them harm. I have a friend of mine who has a dog who unfortunately is very adept at catching hedgehogs, and she always comes off worse off.
All right.
The first thing that happens is the hedgehog feels threatened, curls up in a ball, and yeah, it's an impenetrable fortress.
Yeah, the spikes come out then, don't they, and stuff. So
that's it. I mean, I've rescued a couple of hedgehogs. There was one from a post hole. Somebody had set some holes to sink some concrete posts in, and a hedgehog had found its way in. And using bee gloves, you know, because obviously we deal with stinging insects, using bee gloves, I still managed to get prickled by this hedgehog, even though I was trying to rescue it, to save it. So
we've named him Fireball. My 4-year-old daughter has named it Fireball. I don't know, that's like an alcoholic drink. I don't get that. Anyway, so she's named him Fireball. Maybe she's heard me and my friends talk about Fireball drink, I don't know. But yeah, so the hedgehog is named Fireball, and it goes to this great big tree bush thing we've got in our garden, as you can see on our Facebook page, chomping away at it. What can we feed the hedgehog? And if anybody else has got hedgehogs, what can we do then to try and, you know, make them feel at home and safe?
Okay, well, first and foremost, the worst thing you can do is milk. Under no circumstances should you give hedgehogs milk. They're lactose intolerant, and it will ultimately kill them.
Oh, no. Right, okay.
So they end up dehydrated and very, very unwell. So milk is an absolute no-no. What you can feed them is cat food, the meaty soft stuff, or crushed up cat biscuits, crushed up dog biscuits. The hedgehog that we have in our garden, he trots off across the bottom of the garden and to next door bird feeder and hoovers up all the old bird food that the birds have dropped. They love worms, earthworms and slugs. They are very, very adept at keeping your garden free from slugs.
Ooh, that's nice to know.
So they've got quite a varied diet, all sorts of insects, woodlice, beetles, earwigs, all the nasty stuff that we don't really like, they love.
Right. The other question I was going to ask you is, you mentioned somebody got like a plastic Tupperware box. Is it worth, if we've got decking, we don't need to make it at home, do we?
No, not at all. If you've got decking and it's under there, that's home already. But what we do have, where I live in Congleton, we have one of the neighbours has an upturned storage container, you know, the plastic storage boxes. she's cut an archway into it. There's a bit of bedding in there, and she feeds the hedgehogs in there every night. Well, they live there.
It's lovely.
It's fantastic. And like I say, cat food, the wet stuff, cat biscuits, and water. Fresh water.
Like cold water out your tap?
Yeah, that's it. Just to keep them hydrated. Shallow bowl so that they don't fall in and drown.
Yeah.
Just a shallow bowl of fresh water. Perfect. See,
we've not fed it anything. We've not intervened in Mother Nature whatsoever because I'm no doubt they'll find something. But it's been very hot past couple of days, and I feel like I need to do something to help it a little bit.
Water.
Right. Okay.
Definitely water. Obviously, as it's as warm as it is, they're going to be dehydrating. They're going to need water. So, obviously, we need to make sure that we've got a shallow bowl of water. That'll keep them away from any ponds, because, obviously, if they fall into a pond, that's not going to do them any favours. Little bowls of water about, and, the odd bowl of food.
And for those of people who are listening, they are not pests. They don't cause harm to property gardens. They don't even go for us, attack us like the wasps and other things do. So we basically just leave them alone. Look after them.
Absolutely. Like you said before, it's a privilege to have them. They're going to look after your garden. They're going to keep the slugs and snails at bay. They're going to maintain your garden for you.
Oh, fantastic. Where do you reckon it would have come from anyway? Because we live in a new housing estate anyway. So where's that thing come from? It's bizarre.
Well, at the end of last month, start of this month, that was when the young hedgehogs from this year's first litter have started to disband from the family unit. So they're off trying to find their own territories. So it could be that Mother Hedgehog is somewhere nearby, and this is one of her hoglets from this year.
It's pretty big, though. I've got to admit, it's pretty big. And you can actually hear Fireball walking on all the pebbles. So yeah. It's got some weight.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah,
we hear them shuffling through we have a little strawberry patch, and you just hear them shuffling through there, and brilliant.
Oh,
absolutely brilliant.
Do you know what? I well up a little bit when I see it and I hear it. I well up a little bit and I'm like, oh, this is great. This is brilliant. I've turned into a right softy. Mike from Pest in Peace. Give everybody a name check of where they can find you if they have something that they are not happy with in their gardens or their houses.
Yeah, well, you can get us on facebook.com/pestinpeace or pestinpeace.co.uk.
Thank you very much, Mike. Have a safe day, and don't annoy the wasps too much.
Well, I'll do my best, but I'm making no promises.